This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. For the second year in a row, there will be no shrimp fishing in the Gulf of Maine.
Federal regulators voted yesterday to cancel the upcoming season because the shrimp population is too low. Between 2010 and 2013, Maine's northern shrimp catch fell from 12 million pounds to just over 500,000.
That's a drop in the catch of 95% over 3 years. Huge. Scientists say overfishing and warming waters in the Gulf of Maine have led to the collapse. Fishermen and seafood processors are now bracing for a hit. To talk about how this news is being received and the future of shrimp fishing in the Gulf of Maine, we're joined by Ben Martins. He's the executive director of the Maine Coast Fishermen's Association. Ben, thanks for making time with us.
No problem. Thanks.
Could you tell us first if you think it was the right choice to close the season again? And I ask in part because I know some fishermen had said, couldn't it at least have been a shortened season?
Yeah, and I think that we, you know, coming from the fishing industry, we'd all really hoped for some kind of a fishing season this year. But looking at what kind of science was coming out of the technical committee, I just don't think that they had any other choice, unfortunately. We were looking at some of the lowest numbers on record, and I don't think in good conscience they could have made any other decision.
So what does that leave fishermen and all the industries that depend on fishermen, processing and so forth, what does that leave them to do in terms of making a living and running their businesses?
Yeah, it really leaves them in a tough spot. We're in the Gulf of Maine. We're facing a lot of other issues along with shrimp in our fisheries. We're facing some severe cuts in the groundfish side of things with Gulf of Maine cod, and fishermen are just struggling. They're trying to think about what their business plans look like. Some of our fishermen historically relied on shrimp for about 50% of their income. So in the winter months, there's nothing really that they can replace that with, and it's leaving a lot of the, not only fishermen, but the fishing community struggling to find a way to fill that gap.
We talked with the wife of a shrimper this morning. Her husband was out on the boat, she said, and she said he expects to have to look for another job to get through the season, whether it's a factory job or at a gas station or even a grocery store. Is that what you expect many people to have to resort to?
You know, we're really hopeful that many of our first fishermen will be able to fill the gap over the winter with leaving their lobster traps in the water a little bit longer, maybe going ground fishing for a little bit longer as well. We do have a resource that's coming back in the Gulf of Maine is scallops, and there's a lot of people that are using that to try and replace shrimp in the winter months. But we have several fishermen that we work with who have had to take shoreside jobs to replace what they lost in shrimp and other fisheries that are declining in Maine.
As I've read about this decision, I read at least one reference by a dock manager who says that he doesn't expect to see shrimp again for a while. And in the regulator's decision, they warned about the poor prospects for the near future. So is there an expectation that there will be a season next year, or is even that in doubt?
I think that's really in doubt. One of the big problems that we see with the stock assessment right now is that we're missing some of the youngest year classes. Shrimp are a pretty short-lived species. They're only 5 or 6 years old. And we're missing year classes from 2010, 2011, 2012.
Does a year class mean where they are in the growth process?
That's exactly right. So those that were born in those years. And those would be the shrimp that we'd want to be catching over the next 2 or 3 years. So it's really looking like if we have some shrimp come in last year and this year, we're hoping for 2017 potentially. We all have our fingers crossed that the trawl surveys will start to find some larger shrimp and that we can have a little bit of a season next year. But I think we're all very concerned about what's happening in the Gulf of Maine right now.
Ben, we should note here that these are northern shrimp, sometimes called Maine shrimp. We're talking about the very small ones that are often very sweet and very tender. Can you give us a sense of how important these shrimp in particular are to the overall New England fishing sector?
Yeah, and, you know, overall in New England and in Maine, they're a small part of the picture. We had over $300 million in landings in lobsters in the state of Maine, and at the peak of shrimp, we were landing about $7.5 million worth of shrimp. Really, though, it's not the overall picture. It's at that micro level of the communities and the individual fishermen who really rely on these. Most fishermen aren't able to move in between different fisheries as fluidly as they used to. So those who have built businesses relying on certain species are hit really hard when those species are no longer able to. They're no longer able to go out and target those species.
And why is it no longer as easy for them to switch back and forth?
We have a system where you have to have a permit or a license to be able to go out and catch different types of species, which we need in order to be able to properly manage our species. but people have made different business decisions over the last 10 to 15 years that has limited their ability to go and catch lobsters or go and catch scallops or go and catch shrimp.
You mentioned that this is a relatively small part of the industry, but it's still a part where, particularly at restaurants, there are many people very excited to order dishes with those very small, sweet main shrimp. And I read that one downside of this, another downside, is that if restaurants start to think that this is an inconsistent harvest and not a dependable harvest, they may start to remove it from the menu, and processors may say, we're going to switch to processing other species. Does that mean that even if the harvest does bounce back, there may not be processors or restaurants that really want to take it back?
Yeah, I mean, that's always a concern. In northern shrimp, main shrimp, we've seen that the biomass has kind of bounced up and down over the past 50 years or so, and we've had those periods of time when we're trying to bring back the industry, and the price of shrimp to the fishermen is very low, and we have to rebuild those markets. The hope is that if we can get a fishery back in the near term, we won't have to do as much work to rebuild those markets and rebuild the price to the fishermen. But that's always a concern, especially when shrimp is something that there's a lot of foreign shrimp that comes into the United States and it hits the market. And you know, most consumers have a hard time knowing what the difference is between the seafood that they're getting from Maine fishermen or those that they're getting from Southeast Asia.
So in the meantime, another blow to be absorbed by the local industry. That's Ben Martins. He is the executive director of the Maine Coast Fishermen's Association. Ben, thanks very much.
Thank you, guys.
And stay with us. Coming up, political writer Matt Bai on how the fall of Gary Hart led to the rise of gotcha journalism and damaged our political culture. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.